Hi, I'm Kim.
And I'm Danae. Welcome to Mysterious Mavens Podcast.
Oh, I like that. We are a spooky, scary podcast, and we also like self-care. You threw me off there for a second. I was just like, that was so good. And I'm like, wait, what am I supposed to say?
Wait, what do I do now?
You guys knew what we did. You clicked on it. You read what it said. Yeah. What did you do this week for self-care?
This week for self-care, I've been trying to get more into a routine. I feel like routine is my word for 2025. And for a long while, I was like, oh, I need a morning routine. But like, that's just not going to happen. Like,
mornings are hard.
Mornings are hard. I'm not a morning person. And also, every morning is different with a baby. So I've been doing
night routines are so
more
much
of a
easier.
Nightly routine.
Yeah.
Where I do my little skincare thing.
That's
where
so important.
I have some stuff that I put on my forehead that, because now I have a sunspot because I'm old. It's supposed to like make the sunspot go away.
I'm going to Clinique tomorrow to get some
stuff. I put a big, deep, thick layer of.
Thick.
Layer of some beef tallow all over my face and let it just like sink in.
Like beef, like the meat?
Mm-hmm. So basically it's just like beef fat, but you put it on your face and it's like hella moisturizing.
I'm like, no, I'm not judging. I'm just like, oh my God, that would probably make me so sick.
Probably for you, yeah.
Yeah, that's what all I thought of was like, what?
Yeah, I wonder if it absorbed in your skin.
I don't
versus
know how
it
would react.
Maybe don't try it.
Well, here's the thing. People have told me that after 7 years, your chemistry might change and you might be able to eat beef. I became allergic in 2013. I'm too scared because
of the results.
Well, what happens is
it's not fun.
It's not fun. People are like, not trying to risk pepperoni it. Has beef in it? And I was like, not all pepperoni. And also, do you know how processed that shit is?
Oh, so processed.
It's like not even kind of beef. So good luck.
But yeah, so I've been doing my little night routine with my skincare. And then I do a little journal sesh.
I love that.
I have a...
You've been talking about doing that.
A meditation. And then I pick... A card from my oracle deck. I've been using my spirit animals one. And it's been really, like, nice. Where I'm kind of like, oh, I feel like the deck and I have, like, aligned.
I love and that now you're doing one, not just like, oh, I need to, like, because I have a baby. You're doing one for your mental health. And
yeah.
That's really important.
And then I get to kind of, like, reflect on what the card tells me. And I'm like, oh, that actually, like, really resonates. Like, every time I pull the card, I'm like, ooh, okay, yeah. So
I pull cards and I have to look up what it means, but it's
yeah,
always...
mine has like a little book. Like, so I like the oracle cards better than tarot just because tarot is like so intense. Like there's just so many symbols and meanings and if it's turned this way and like all this stuff. So like, I just do an oracle card pull.
Maybe I should do that.
Because then it's just like... It gives you a little blip of, like, the basic meaning of it. And then you can look up in the book, like, a little bit deeper on it.
Yeah.
Of, like, what it's talking about. And it'll give you, like, some keywords and stuff. So
I love
it's just been kind of nice. Like, I've been cozying up near the fire and doing my little journal and meditation.
Your
and...
mental health, your brain is thanking you right
now. Yeah. So. And I found some really good meditations recently. So.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah. So it's been good. Like, instead of trying to be like, it has to be morning. I'm like, okay.
No,
but
it can be whatever time it needs
I have
to
time
be.
At night when, like, after I put Ronan down, then I've got a little bit of free time.
Because you're giving yourself like, wind down time too, which I think people don't do. And yeah, they're going to bed at like midnight.
Trying not to like look on my phone. It's so easy to just scroll on TikTok, yeah. But I'm like, no, I'm not looking
at my phone. Well, I feel bad because I'm messaging you at 10, like, LOL, look at this meme.
Oh no, I was up. But like, I don't know. It's been really wonderful to have a little bit of a nighttime routine.
I love that.
What have you been doing for yourself?
My walking pad finally came.
You got one?
I did. I needed one because that's all I do at the gym. So why not be in the comfort of my own home?
And watch your shows.
Can change.
Watch your 90 Day Fiancé.
That's what I did immediately.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
You know me too well. Yeah. No, I immediately put on like the tell-all. It's tell-all time. Tell-all is my favorite.
Okay.
But I put on 90 Day Fiancé. And also like, I can wear like whatever I want.
Well,
if
yeah.
I get cold, I can go upstairs.
You
and
could
grab
fully
something.
Just like wear your underwear and like yeah. a t-shirt if you wanted.
For sure. And that's what I like too. Because yeah. that's all I was doing at 24 Hour Fitness. So, and I actually walked longer on it.
You were just wearing your underwear and a t-shirt at 24 Hour Fitness?
Well, I was walking at.
Everyone was stoked.
You're welcome, everybody.
You're welcome.
I mean, all I was doing was going on the treadmill.
Yeah.
So, like, why not be in the comfort of my own home?
Hell yes.
Yeah, we used some of our wedding money. Thank you, everyone who contributed to that. But that's what we got, and I love it.
It's so nice.
It's so nice, and it's like I get to do my own thing. Yeah, I watch 90 Day Fiancé, and I walk.
You could even
so
add
much
like
longer.
Some like weights or like some light weights and just. Do
I
some
was
bicep
holding
curls.
My kettlebell.
Yeah.
As I was doing it and like holding it up. But yeah, I've been doing that and I think we might cancel the membership. It wasn't, you know, it was fine. I just don't like going to the gym because like there's always weirdos and
oh,
now
I
it's
fucking
like,
hate the gym.
And it's the resolutioners.
Well, and some right people like really love the gym. It was never for me.
I don't like going.
I'm a group workout girly. Like, I don't.
Yeah, I like to do my own.
Tell me
thing.
What to do because. I'm not going to do that on my own.
This is going to sound weird. I don't like headphones either. So like
no,
being in the home where I can watch.
I get too sweaty and then they fall out. And then I'm like, well, now I'm just like constantly putting headphones back in.
Yeah.
Or I have to listen to the weird gym music, which is like never good.
And at the gym, I was jogging for, they play the Killers a lot. So, you know, like good on them. But I can't really tell. There's other things going on. But like, I would probably run for like, and I would do rowing, so I'm gonna miss that.
Yeah.
It's fine. I can like do other things. But, like I ran for an hour. I don't do that. That's not me.
On the walking pad?
Because I was so comfortable.
Nice.
Yeah. So.
It's awesome.
And my body's like, I don't know. And I've been like eating a lot healthier and stuff like that. And I feel like it's like I'm seeing a big difference, which.
Love that for you.
Thank you. Yeah. So that was like huge. I love the walking pad.
It's so nice.
I love it so much. I've been wondering that and I've been meaning to ask you.
Yep. That's my walking pad. We just need to like figure out this desk situation so I can walk.
We have it underneath. Have you been to our house recently? You haven't.
No, I haven't been to your house in like forever.
We have a huge couch.
Yeah.
Now.
I still need
and
to
see
the new
like
couch.
And we have like that small gray couch.
Yeah.
And I just put it underneath there because it's
perfect.
Raised. Yeah, it's out of the way.
Yeah.
And even Keith was like, Kim, we don't have room for stuff. And I said, no. I was
it
like, that's why I want
under.
A walking pad. And he was like, oh, fuck yeah. Because
yeah.
he didn't realize like, and I get that. Like, we don't have room for like a treadmill.
Well, yeah, like a full ass treadmill.
I don't need something to hold on to.
No.
I'm fine.
You can just walk.
Yeah, so I've been walking pad and I...
And you have the little obsessed. Remote so you can like go like up speeds or whatever.
What was weird is... So when we first got it, I set it up upstairs because I was like, if it doesn't work...
Like in your bedroom or in the guest
room? In the main room.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Because I was like, if it doesn't work, I want to be able to return it and
sure,
I don't want to
sure.
like put it. So we had it up there and I did 2 days where I was on it. And anytime I would up the speed past like the 3 level, the Roku would be like low power mode. And I'm like, what the fuck?
What?
So downstairs, I'll have it in a different plug and stuff. Yeah, it was
the
weird.
Roku said
Roku
that?
Would say low power mode anytime I went to like 3 with that sucker.
That's weird.
Yeah. And it was plugged into the wall and the Roku was on a power strip with like our ring, like not stuff. And then and that thing was actually physically plugged into the wall.
Oh, that's weird.
It was so weird. So I'm hoping it doesn't do that downstairs, but we'll see.
Whoops. I just dropped my phone.
That was Danae's phone drop. So
it's totally fine. It's not broken. I think
sounds really ridiculous.
Okay. I'm readjusting.
What are you gonna? Sorry, that was a like long tangent, but I've been waiting for that walking pad. Oh, we were supposed to get it beginning of January, and then they turned it to January 21st. And I was like, "What the fuck?" And Keith's like, "We got a really good deal on it. It was probably like they oversold it."
Yeah.
And I was like, "Okay, that's fine, but like a fucking month, really?" So we got it. I love it. I'm obsessed. So glad. Should have done this years ago.
Nice. So. That's awesome.
Yeah. So what are you going to tell me about this week? I have been wondering. I was like, is that a walking pad?
Yep. That's my walking pad.
Love it.
So this week I'm going to tell you a Colorado story. Yes. It is a pretty recent story.
Oh.
And I'm not going to lie. It's really fucked up. Like, pretty fucked up. So.
Well, you know. Sometimes on this show, we gotta do a fucked up one.
And I've been avoiding fucked up ones, so you
know,
now is the time.
Sometimes it just, you gotta do it.
This one has been like in my notes for a really long time where I was like, no, it's not the day.
Well, because I tell the more you're
kind of the
ones.
More fucked up one.
Yeah, because I'm fucked up in the head. But you know what? So, my last week, someone survived mine. So
yeah, you did a survivor one. Here I am with the fucked up one.
Yes.
So we're coming into Grand Junction.
Oh, God.
Yep. It's February 28th, 2021.
Okay.
19-year-old Brian Cohey Jr. is at the Blue Heron boat ramp at 2 a.m.
Why?
His car was floating in the Colorado River.
Why?
His mom, Terry Cohey, and his father, Brian Cohey Sr., were there trying to help figure out how they're going to get the car out. Police show up and they're like, what the fuck? What is happening here?
He's wasted. He has to be.
Nope.
Why is your...
Sober as all could be. Brian tells a tale of how he was out driving to clear his head when he decided to back onto the boat ramp and have a quiet moment to himself. He laughs and jokes about how stupid he was to do that because when he was ready to leave, he tried to drive back up the very steep boat ramp. And his car didn't have four-wheel drive, so it lost traction and basically just, like, slid down the ramp.
It's Grand Junction people for
into
you.
The Colorado River. Oh, God. Afraid, as his car was filling up with freezing cold water, he was able to get out and was able to be safe.
What kind of car did he have?
It was like a sedan. It was like a... I want to say it was a Ford something.
I don't want to be a dick because, like, that sucks. But, like, how do you have a car in Colorado that doesn't have four-wheel drive? That's just...
Are you dumb?
Yeah, that's just dumb.
But also, Grand Junction doesn't get as much snow as we do down here.
That's true. That's very true. They were the warmest place yesterday. I think they were 32 degrees and we were, like, -2, so...
So... Yeah, but also, why are you backing onto a boat ramp? Like, that's fucking weird, right?
I'm sorry, everything you're telling me is very suspicious.
Thank you.
I'm trying to not be suspicious.
No, be suspicious.
I'm
be
suspicious.
Hella suspicious because it gets weird. So, Brian convinces not only his parents, but also the police officers that it is a simple teenager mistake. He's just an inexperienced driver. Ha 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 ha. We're all just having like a laugh about it.
I've met so many aloof men. TBH, I would probably be like, what an idiot, but lol.
And
because we've all met that guy that you're like, why did you do
but
that?
Why though? Yeah.
Why did you do that? But you make decisions.
Here we are.
You're 19, whatever.
Yeah. And he was like in his parents' car when the police showed up and he like didn't have pants on. And it's, keep in mind, it's like February.
What the fuck? Okay.
Because when he went into the river, the car's filling up with water. His pants got all wet, right?
So he took them off.
So he then took them off to get warm because it's like freezing out there. And they're like, sir, can you step out of the car? And he's like, actually, like, I don't have pants on. Can I stay in the car? And they were like, oh, like, it's like this whole big joke.
Brian. Have you seen the video where he's like, Ryan or whatever? And the guy with the, I'll show it to you later. It's funny.
Okay.
It's so great. Go on. I'm just like, what the fuck?
Yeah. So everyone's laughing. What an idiot. That was stupid. They finally get a tow truck who agrees to come tow the car out of the river because there were several who were like, no, I'm not getting wet. Like,
here's my question for you. Sorry, I'm interrupting. Was he acting strange?
No.
Or he just was acting like a clueless 19-year-old?
Everything's fine.
Okay.
Polite.
I'm like, I'm sorry, at 2 normal. In the morning. Like,
what? Yeah. Meanwhile, Terry and Brian Sr. take Brian Jr. home. They then come back to figure out the tow truck situation, yada, yada, yada.
Why aren't they letting him figure this out?
So, because he's 19 and, like, a dumb idiot. I don't fucking know.
I don't know.
So, when the parents return to the boat ramp, the police have now made a strange discovery as the car is being pulled from the river.
Is there a body?
The back bumper was covered in what looked like blood. The officer asked the parents to call Brian and just, like, make sure, hey, did you, like, maybe as you were getting out of the car, you maybe, like, cut yourself and
you hit
because
an
your adrenaline was so high, like, maybe you didn't notice, like, are you good? Like, where's this blood coming from?
Yeah.
Call Brian and let's just, like, see what he knows.
You know, thank God they just weren't like, ah, oh, silly boy. Like, they were like, that's interesting.
Yeah. So they call him and Brian's like, what? Blood? Like, no, I don't have any cuts on my body. Like,
I don't have blood.
There's no blood. What blood? And what, so they're kind blood? Of like, weird. You're not hurt, but whatever.
Somebody else might be.
So even though it's strange, officers release the car to the Cohees on March 1st, 2021, the next day.
Okay.
After getting the car back, Brian Sr., the dad, is looking through the car and finds a giant knife in the glove compartment and a stranger's wallet between the passenger door and the seat.
What a fucking idiot.
The wallet belonged to 69-year-old Warren Barnes. Along with an ID card and social security card, he found a card for People Ready, which is like an employment agency where they place people in like temp jobs.
Okay.
Kind of like where I used to work, like a recruitment where they're here's a job for 2 weeks. So Warren worked for this company.
He's 69 years old?
Mm-hmm. And
I hate that he couldn't retire. I say, oh, okay.
Yeah. No. I mean,
never mind.
We'll get there.
Okay.
So Brian Sr. called People Ready and he was kind of like, so this is like a weird thing, but I have this guy's wallet and I found this card in there. Like, hopefully someone can cover for
him. He did the right thing. Like, you know, like
trying to kind of figure out, like, who is this guy?
Why does my son have his wallet? Why is his wallet in my son's car?
Yeah. And People Ready is like, oh my God, we've been missing Warren. Like, he was supposed to show up for work, and he didn't.
Oh, shit.
And so, at this point, Brian Sr. is like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
The blood on the bumper. Now he's got a missing man's wallet in his son's car that was, like, accidentally in the river somehow. And
I mean, I'm just saying there's eight things that are starting, like, to kind of come to
there's some red flags.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's kind of like, this something is not right.
Yeah.
Now, quick side note about Warren Barnes. Warren Barnes was a homeless man who had been reported missing by his friend and local business owner, Monique Lenati, who owned Monique's Bridal on Main Street in Grand Junction.
I have been there.
Turns out People Ready had contacted Monique to ask her if she had seen Warren since he hadn't shown up for work.
So he's working for this agency and he's also like a homeless man? That's okay.
Which is like,
did he? Okay,
we
sorry.
Had a lot of people when I worked in a recruitment agency of the same kind of thing where it was like people who were homeless.
And so it was they would hire him for odd jobs. Yeah. So he wasn't, okay. In my head, I was like, he works for People Ready. He calls people to get them jobs.
No, no, no. He is like one of the temps that is placed in those odd jobs.
Okay. I know that was strange that I thought that, but he was a recruiter for People
Ready. No, he wasn't a recruiter. He was one of the people who worked there.
That makes sense.
Like,
but they call and they're like, hey, we need you to do this construction.
Yeah. And he's like, cool, sign me up.
Yeah.
But he was homeless. So sad. I guess he had Monique as like a point of contact or something, because they contacted her and they're like, hey, Warren hasn't shown up.
We're kind of concerned.
And she was like, that's fucking weird, because in the 4 years of him working for People Ready, like, he had never missed a day of work. Mm-hmm. Like, he was one of those reliable people that you went to job after job. Like, we had people like that where it was like, yeah, oh, let's call this person. We know they're motivated to do it.
Yeah.
So Monique immediately had a bad feeling, and she, as well as other business owners in the area, were concerned when they didn't see him that morning, because Warren had like a daily routine. Mm-hmm. Every morning he would stop by the local coffee shop. They would let him in early and give him free coffee,
because
he was just like a friendly guy.
That's so kind.
They loved him.
Yeah.
And then he would either come by Monique's shop and sit in a chair that she had outside and read his books, or he would go do whatever odd jobs he was supposed to do.
I love that people were so kind to him.
Yeah, people loved him. They all talked about him in the most...
But it doesn't sound like he was bothering people. You know what I mean? Like, he wasn't yelling at people.
No.
He's just reading his books. He's getting his coffee.
He's minding his business. And people just loved him. He was friendly. He was hardworking. Many people in the community knew him and loved him. They described him as extremely kind, and he loved birds and reading.
Oh, that's so sweet. Main Street in Grand mm-hmm. Junction, the amount of birds there, it's crazy.
Yeah.
What I remember of it. I don't go to Grand Junction these days for many reasons, but I remember their Main Street's really cute.
Yeah. So he's like a known kind of person in the community.
Yeah,
people expect him, and when he doesn't show up, they're kind of like, what's going on?
He's like a calming presence.
Yeah.
It's not like, oh God, it's Warren again.
No, they loved him. So back to the Coheys. Brian Sr. told his wife, Terry, about his findings in their son's car. So Terry goes into Brian Jr.'s room to sort of like snoop around and investigate. He was at a friend's house at this point.
Okay.
As she opens the closet, she finds a shocking discovery.
Oh, God.
In a white trash bag, she finds a human head.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Did his room smell weird?
It had only been a day.
I saw this video.
Mm-hmm.
I saw this video of this kid.
Mm-hmm. He's fucking creepy. Yeah.
Oh my God. I know this video. I saw it on TikTok. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Right when you said that, I'm like, and he's so calm.
He's so calm.
Okay. Go on.
So
I was.
Terry ran.
I had this in my notes. I took a picture of it because I was like, this needs to be looked into.
This has been on my list for a while.
Oh my God,
and
my
I just haven't
just
had the
my,
guts
my
to do
dropped
it.
Dropped because
it's so creepy.
It's a rough one.
Yeah, it is a rough one. So Terry ran a daycare business out of her home. So she's super smart.
Oh my God.
She's super smart. She called all the parents after she found this. And she's like, hey, family emergency. Your kids are safe, but I need you to come pick them up. So all the parents come pick the kids up. And she's like, okay, step one, done. Step two, she's like,
he can't be here.
She texted Brian Jr. And she's like, hey, honey, I need you to come home from your friend's house. Like, their other kid, I believe his name was Andy. Andy needs to use the car because he was like, he had his permit. And they were like, she basically just needed him to come back to the house.
Well, she probably wanted to get Andy out of the house too.
Andy was with the dad being picked up from school, but it was basically like, come back to the house. We need you here. Because then her next step was that she called the police, and she wanted Brian to be there when the police arrived.
I don't blame her.
Cause she
all.
Didn't want him to like run, you know?
That's what my concern would be.
Yeah.
Like,
so
that's damning evidence right there.
As Brian Jr. is making his way home, she is calling the police. And when she called them, she's just like, she's freaking out.
Yeah.
And she's like, surprisingly, like, keeps it together. Like, because I'd be freaking the fuck out. She was like,
I mean,
I found a head in a trash bag.
If I found a head in a trash bag, I'm not going to be okay.
No, she's super like, not okay. We like
true crime, but I don't want to experience true crime.
Oh, no, I don't want to see that. And she tells the dispatcher, she's like, it's a head. It's in a kitchen bag or kitchen trash bag. And I've put it in my kitchen sink.
I'm just shocked that it didn't smell.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I'm... I mean, obviously, this is all shocking, but the fact that they didn't, like, hey, something smells like pennies. Like, what's going on? You know, like, you would smell something or decomposition.
So, and the dispatcher's kind of like, is it, like, actually in head? And she, a head? And she's kind of like, do you need me to, like, take a picture and send it? Can you, like, just bring some people out here?
Like, it's I'm a freaking head. For a fucking reason.
Yeah. And what she also revealed was that there was a second bag that she had not opened because she was too afraid. She was like,
I don't blame her in the least. Like, she saw the worst of it,
though. Yeah. What else is she going to find? So police arrive to their home, like, kind of about the same time that Brian Jr. arrives home.
Yeah, and he's so cool.
And they point blank, they're like, yeah, we're here because, like, your parents found something in your bedroom.
Do you want to tell us what we probably found?
Yeah, and he was like, takes a breath, pauses, like he's thinking about it, and then he's like, it's a human head and hands. And they're like, what?
Guys, the footage?
It's so creepy. It's
so, because he says it like he's telling them, like, did you know what he found? Well, they found, like, he's acting like he's telling them the Christmas gifts that he opened.
It's so creepy. What did you
get for Christmas, son? A puzzle.
And if you want to watch it, because a lot of my research was from the YouTube channel Explore With Us, and it's parents discover teens' horrifying secret. And, like, it's all, like, the police cam, like, body cams.
I saw it on TikTok is and where like, I saw it, but I just interviews. Saw that scene.
It's like an hour and a half of just, like,
oh my
God. All of it. So, yeah, they're like, oh, cool. So you're just fully admitting it right here, right now. So they're like, hey, Brian, why don't you just go ahead, sit in the back of our police car. We're gonna go check this out. So they go in. They check out what the mom discovered, and they're like, it's like 2 seconds. He like opens the bag. He's like, yep, it's okay. It's a head. And then comes back out. And
the kitchen sink, I would be like, I hate to say this. I wouldn't use that sink ever again.
No. Like, Brian is like super polite, super cooperative.
I'm just saying, like, he's so.
It's creepy. They found it. How much he wants to, like, talk about it. Like, it's so fucking gross.
Well, last week, the girls were so willing to talk about what they had done. Mm-hmm. Like, it was, like I'm saying, like, they're just talking about their day. As if it was nothing.
It's, like, casual.
As if they're talking about their weekend.
Yeah.
You know?
So, police took the entire family down to the station for questioning, obviously. Brian Jr., in his interview, was just, like, so ready to be, like, let me tell you everything. Like, he enjoyed remembering all of the details. Like, there were points where he, like, many points where he was smiling, he was laughing.
Do you think
he was joking?
As if it was like a way of, like, sorry, I have to ask this question, and it's just opinion based. Do you think it was in a way that he was, like, reliving it, or do you think it was in a way that he, like, got off on, like, grossing people out?
So I think. His family, some people that they his fully, family and friends had people. Definitely been like, he's got a weird, dark, morbid sense of humor that it, like, he wants a reaction out of people.
Okay, so it's a little bit of both.
Whereas there's that, but I think in his retelling of it, he truly was, like, enjoying the memory of it.
Okay.
Like, he was like, mm-hmm. oh, yeah, and, like, let me tell you this part. Like, it was like when we, like, gossip and, like, spill the tea. Like, he was, like, that kind of weird, excited about murdering a human.
So getting it's a little bit of both. It's a little bit of like the reaction from them, and it's a little bit of him reliving it.
Yeah, and him kind of like feeling like he needed to be validated in like how smart he was. God. Like there was a point where he was like, oh yeah, like I've studied like forensics and how the body works after it dies, and there's like 3 days of decomposing before it gets to rigor mortis, and then 3 months before it becomes decayed, and then 3 years it's fully unidentifiable. And I'm just like, and the investigators are so good because they're sitting there.
You kept in your closet.
But they have to pretend to be like so interested, and they're like, oh yeah, you're so smart.
Well,
like,
cops said a big part of what they do during interrogation is they obviously
they gotta build the rapport.
Well, they like they're like they'll like say fucked up stuff, mm-hmm, because they're trying to make this person think, oh, they're just as fucked up as me.
Exactly.
And that's part of it. There's it's cops normal. That say they've yeah. gone out of the room and thrown up.
Yeah.
Because they're so bothered by how they're having to communicate with this
and
person.
And that's what these investigators were doing.
But it's smart because that's how you get people to be like, oh,
to
yeah,
trust
you.
Like
that shit. Okay, yeah. Let me tell you
let
more.
Me tell you more.
Yeah.
And like he got off on like, he was like, well, am I right? And then one of the investigators was like, well, yeah. And he was like, well, I came up with that by myself. And he like literally like, you can see it on his face. He's like, I'm so smart. Like smiles and like leans back like, like it's so
creepy. I didn't see
that
part. I saw him answering. Like what I saw was the part where he's like the hands on the head.
Yeah.
And I was just like, he's just talking about like he's talking
no,
about
he
like
goes
Sunday
into
morning.
A lot of detail. I'm not going to go that detailed just
we don't
because
need to.
It's
we just
it's
know he
super
killed
fucked.
Somebody and it's fucked up. Like we don't need to get into
But yeah, he was stoked to tell them about it. So
why?
He started at the beginning.
I need to know.
It was the night of February 27th, 2021.
Okay, and
he
recalled, his car was February 28th was
yeah.
when his okay.
He recalled that it was a full moon. And he could see everything in the night. And he went cruising because he just wanted to, like, literally find someone that he could murder. So.
Was this always a fascination with him? Or was this, like, was this going to be his first time? Had he done this in the past? Like, what's
I'll get
going?
There.
Okay. Sorry,
this,
that's what I'm
no,
like.
No, yeah.
I have so many
that
questions.
Was exactly what investigators wanted to know, too.
Like, yeah, is this, you don't just go cruise and, like.
This was definitely something
obviously
that he
had. Obviously,
we're
not murderers, but Danae, we've never been like, I want to go cruise and kill someone. Tonight.
No, he
you know?
Had definitely thought about this for a very long time. He had researched a lot. He.
How the fuck do you research this? What are you researching?
I
mean, you don't have to answer.
In
it's
terms of
like,
he
like,
was looking for someone who was homeless or a, yeah. in his words, prostitute.
Well, we know like sex workers are a lot of
he straight up
time.
Said
yeah.
to the police officers, he's like, don't take offense, but like people who are homeless or people who are sex workers don't get investigated as much and no one will miss them.
I fucking hate this yeah. guy already.
So at about 11 p.m., okay. he drove under a bridge and saw Warren Barnes laying under a canvas. He was fast asleep.
Yeah.
He knew it was a human, so he stopped his car. He put on 3 layers of gloves, a Michael Myers mask, like
Why
Halloween mask.
Why the fuck are you doing that?
Yeah. Grabbed his huge knife from his glove box and went to the sleeping man.
Aww,
he proceeded
Warren.
To rip back the canvas blanket and just started going ham. Started stabbing Warren in the
what
neck
the fuck?
And face. Yeah.
This
so
man
obviously,
who had done nothing, he was just.
This 69-year-old man is like. Woken up
who's already
with violence
homeless
and
doesn't
is just
deserve
like
to be on the streets anyway.
Obviously surprised and yeah. shocked and like he starts panicking and he was yelling like what are you doing get off of me like stop this he starts fighting back like as you do
yeah
and it's so creepy in the police interview because Brian's like oh can I demonstrate how I did it. And he's
Gross.
Like,
I'm
so
sure the cops were just like,
yeah, they're like, I mean, I guess.
Yes, demonstrate. But, and they're like,
so
probably like, that's
he
so
he basically
dope.
Like straddled this man and is just like stabbing him in his estimation, 30 to 40 times.
Oh my God.
And they were like, how did you know, like, when to stop? Like, why?
Why did you stop?
And he was like, oh, I just, like, stopped when I heard him, like, he stopped fighting. And then, like, there was a last gasp of air. And it was like, what the fuck? Then he was like, it was so chilling. Like, he said it was surprisingly easy and he didn't even break a sweat. Like, you're talking about
a human's
murdering someone.
Like, you took the life away from somebody who did nothing.
Like, just literally minding their own business.
They were living their own life.
And you
can't tell me he enjoyed sleeping on the streets. I bet he didn't. No. I bet he didn't. But I bet that was the only place he could feel comfortable.
Yeah. So it was just, the whole interview is just so off-putting. And, like, there were so many times, like, I was making all these faces, like, oh, God. And, like, yeah. Stephen came down. He was like, what? And I was like, this is just so fucked up.
Yeah.
So Brian excitedly tells the officer that he was growling and making animalistic noises as he violently took Warren's life.
Oh, my God.
The officer asked him if he was nervous that people could see him because it was, like, pretty close to the road. Like, it was under a bridge, but it's, like, not far from the road. Like, if someone stopped, they would definitely see you. And he was just like, oh, if they actually stopped, like, they would have seen a masked man with a bloody knife. And he, like, laughed about it. And he was like, it just proves the theory of bystander effect, which is, like, if people see something violent happening in, like, a group setting.
Yeah, they assume other people are going to call the police and they don't need
to
do anything.
No one steps forward because they don't want to be, like, the odd one out of the group.
Do you want to hear something really ironic? Okay. So I heard about the bystander effect and I was just like, that's super fucked up. So I've made it a point to be annoying. Like, I remember I heard about the bystander effect and then I saw a really bad accident. The car flew through the air and I saw them.
Oh my God.
And there was blood. It was really bad. And I had a 5-year period where I saw accidents all the time, like fatal accidents.
Oh.
And I called 911 because I was like,
someone has to.
I don't know if I'm going to be annoying. A lot of people ran out of their car. I was in shock, but there was, like, blood everywhere. And I remember, like, I've always made it a point to call 911 because even if they've heard it a million times, I don't want to be that one person that, like,
could have called.
They're like, nobody called 911 over this.
Yeah.
So I am annoying.
Yeah.
Like, when that guy beat on my car, I called 911 just to make sure, like,
people are aware of it.
Because I think that man was hit by a car because he was all bloodied and stuff like that.
Weird,
so,
dude.
Guys, be annoying.
Yeah.
Just be annoying. It's fine. Oh my God.
So,
sorry, this just makes me like, oh my God.
I know.
Whew.
I don't know if I wanna like
keep going.
Okay.
I wanna know what happened. Like,
so
why?
Brian proceeds to tell the officer that after Warren died, he stripped him naked and cut open his belly so he could, quote, see his guts.
What the fuck?
There's like a whole bunch more to the mutilation that I'm just not gonna go into.
It's fine, we don't need to go into it, but just know he
because
did
it's
it.
So like sickening and it's just really messed up.
Yeah,
if you want to know,
look into
all
it.
The details, go listen to Explore With Us on YouTube and look up Brian Cohey and you can watch the whole thing. And
it was
you can
just
watch
a fucked up individual that just like was like,
entire
I killed somebody. Let me just
admission,
keep...
which is like, he's like excited. He's visibly excited about it.
That's so fucked up.
Like he's smiling. He like thinks it's so cool. Like it's horrifying.
Oh my God. Yeah. Keep going.
So he ends up decapitating him.
Yeah. Well,
and taking
obviously, cause he has
the hands off. And he decides that he's going to take those two things home with him, the head and the hands.
Mm-hmm.
And he put them in trash bags.
Why the head and the hands? That's just so random to me.
Honestly, like, they ask him, like, a whole bunch of times, like, why? And he's just kind of like, I was just doing whatever I kind of felt like
I just
in
feel
the
like
moment.
Those two things are random.
And, like, why are you
all
trying to keep
that? All he did was, like, fucked up. But, like, the
but
hands and the head?
It's
what?
So creepy.
Yeah.
So he so takes I guess home.
Like head, they do identifying both like dental,
sure,
and then fingertips are the sure hands. So yeah, maybe.
But also he sought out this man because he was homeless.
Yeah,
in the idea that he wouldn't be missed, which is
so sad.
Horrible.
And he was very missed.
Yeah. So yeah, he puts his treasures in the trash bags. He hid them in his closet. He cleaned the knife and he washed his clothes. Brian actually like drew the police like a diagram while they're talking to him about what happened, about the crime scene. Like he's like, here's the bridge and here's my car and here's where like I threw this arm and here's where I put this thing. And it's just like, it's so,
you
like,
can just tell him where you were. It's
he's
not like
so creepy about
city.
It. Like,
yeah.
And he's like getting off on it. So he told cops that he deliberately chose a homeless man. Like, he straight up was like, this is why. And they were like, wow, fucked up.
That's so fucked up.
And yeah. He ended up being like, he couldn't sleep the following night of the murder.
Brian couldn't
because he was like, well, there was a hole in one of my gloves, my three-layered gloves, and maybe they could get a partial print. So he went back to the crime scene on February 28th, 2021. This is the night of the car in the river incident.
So he wasn't cruising. He was
he grabbed what remained of the body, put
so
it
no
in
one
his
had
trunk
found it the next day.
Nope, put it in his trunk, and went to the Blue Heron boat ramp.
I wasn't making a joke, but I didn't I say there was a dead body in there? Did I not say that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He backed in, as he had told the cops. He put the body in the river, and then tried to drive away, but his car really couldn't make it up the ramp and slipped into the river, at which point he had to call his parents. Throughout the interview, he provides proof that he was not in a state of insanity. He was like fully knew what he was doing.
Why is he trying to prove he was fine?
He wasn't. But with their questioning, they were like, oh, so have you had mental illness? Like, what are the things? Like, throughout their questioning and with him answering so like eagerly, he is proving that he was in a totally normal state of mind.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering.
He was not under the influence of any drugs or alcohol. And he could not be basically, like, they could not use the insanity plea is what they were doing. They're questioning him in a way to where they're like, so you were in a sound state of mind, like, but not in those exact words. They were wording it. And
he would immediately know.
And
what they
was
doing.
So eager to be like, oh yeah, no, I knew exactly what I was doing. Like
to do it.
Yeah. So they're building their case through this interview.
Good. Yeah.
So that they can clearly show that he knew right from wrong when he committed.
Deal with this.
Yeah. When he committed his fucking heinous crime. So Brian had been diagnosed with ADHD and autism before high school. Not saying that that has anything to do with being a killer. I'm just saying, like, we're going back a little bit into his mental health.
I mean, yeah, there is issues there.
Yeah.
Regardless. So, yeah.
One doctor, as they were testing for these things, recommended that he actually get tested further for psychosis.
For the autism, was he high needs or low needs?
Or high functioning? He was high functioning.
They've changed it to high. Yeah.
It
low
used
needs
to be
high.
Like Asperger's used to be a thing. Uh-huh. At the time, that's what they had diagnosed him as. But basically, he is high functioning autism.
Okay.
And ADHD.
Okay. Because is Asperger's like not a thing anymore? Like
they don't
it's not
use
diagnosed
that
as
word
much?
Anymore
yeah.
For whatever reason. But it's basically just meaning like on the spectrum of autism, you're not like you don't have like special needs kind of thing.
Yeah.
You're pretty much like you're able to function on your own, like as a normal individual. Yeah. You just kind
they've
of like
changed
learn
the,
differently
they
or
changed the verbiage
think
to
differently.
High functioning is now low needs.
Okay, yeah, so low
needs. Autism. I'm just telling you what I saw, and I was like, okay.
Yeah, because it has changed even in the few years that this has been.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like every year it's changing, but it's great because we're becoming more familiar with, like,
exactly.
the needs of people.
Yeah. So, yeah, one of the doctors was like, you should test him for psychosis because there's maybe some indications
100%. That he should be tested for every single thing.
Yeah, and they were like, basically, his mom was like, oh, well, there were no specialists in the area to see him. No one could see him. So
they coming from experience, they don't have people. They don't have specialized services.
Sure, but like
for brain cancer, maybe they didn't have any
fucking elsewhere.
Yeah, 100%.
If there's that kind of, if a doctor's being like, maybe your son has psychosis, like fucking figure it out.
Why aren't you going to like...
Figure it out.
Denver is only 4 fucking hours away. You could go to Denver and find a specialist right away and be seen.
So, and he had had like behavioral issues throughout school where he acted out. He would say like really fucked up shit just to get a reaction out of people. Yeah. Like he was kind of like just a strange child where
people... Was he bullied or did he bully other kids? Because I can kind of see both sides of that as well.
I don't know if necessarily he was bullied or he didn't bully other people. Well,
I know it's a strange question to ask because, like, who knows?
There were some instances where, like, one of his friends was like, oh, he... like hated this girl who was kind of like a bigger girl, and he would always be like, you're a fat pig, like blah blah blah, like he'd just be really gross and
misogynistic,
terrible to her.
Yeah,
but then at the same time his nickname in high school was Jeffrey Dahmer. But he kind of like leaned into it. Like if there were ever any like
I was about to say you probably role playing
things in class where it was like, you know, when you're in Spanish class, you're like, I'll be the waiter, I'll be the whatever. He would always be like, I'll be Jeffrey. And it's like, dude, come on. Like so he leaned into it way too much. Jeffrey Dahmer and multiple other serial killers.
Oh my God, I hate that. I think it's so terrifying when people idolize them.
So teachers at school noticed like there was some things that were happening, but because he was kind of like doing better in a behavior sense, like junior year, his mom was just like, whatever, I guess he's doing fine. I guess he's doing good. Maybe it was just a phase, whatever. But teachers at school brought it up many times, how he would make strange comments, how he would be very off-putting and sometimes say like racial slurs, like to get a reaction out of people. One teacher,
slurs are brought up, I'm like,
absolutely not.
No, because you know what you're doing.
Yeah. And one teacher even found a journal that was like it was like listing serial killers, like their name, when they got arrested, their MO, their weapon of choice, what they did, how many victims did they injure, how many victims did they kill. Like, very weird journal to have.
Here's the deal. I went to a, when we went to Seattle, we went to the Pop Culture Museum, which was really cool, and they had a horror movie room.
Yes.
And, like, that was fun because they had all that stuff, and it's fun because it's fake.
Yeah.
You know, like, it was fun. It's like, Jason, how many kills he has. Because all those people that he killed in his movies are still alive.
Yeah, it's all fake
shit. It's so fucking scary when it's serial killers who actually, like, disrupted lives.
Yeah. So it was kind of a creepy journal to find.
Yeah, 100%.
Many teachers had been like, he kind of idolized the Columbine shooters. And, like,
do you know there's a group called the Columbiners?
Ew.
Yeah.
That's so creepy.
I might cover that one day. Yeah.
So administrators had meetings with his parents to discuss how he made other students feel unsafe, how he could potentially be a threat to people's safety. And basically, like, teachers were told to, like, keep a close eye on him. And his parents kind of were just like, meh, whatever. Didn't really, like, do anything about it.
I normally feel a lot of empathy for parents because sometimes they don't know, like, our story last week. I don't think the parents knew. I think they should have communicated some things that could have happened. But when you are actively told
many times,
like
if three people say it, maybe just like question.
One person says it, start looking into it. Two people say it, you need to start taking it really seriously. Three people,
three or more,
pull him from the school and have him evaluated, because teachers aren't just saying, teachers aren't just saying shit to be crazy.
No, I'm sure they weren't targeting him, which is what Terry like kind of thought. Is she was like, they're like just like targeting my son, and like
more than one is not targeting your son. I can understand one teacher's a little bit weird, but like after three, like you said, just get your shit together, guys. Like this isn't new.
No, and his peers had heard rumors that he had killed neighborhood cats.
Did he?
Yeah, which in the interviews with police, he did admit to killing and torturing neighborhood cats.
That's so fucked up.
Yeah. So despite all these red flags being voiced, nothing was done about Brian's behavior and or his mental health.
So what the fuck did they expect was going to happen? When you do nothing, what, like, shit?
What's shit's going to hit the fan.
What?
It escalates.
Thank you. Escalation. I couldn't even
So it comes back to the question of, like you said, why? Why did he kill this innocent man? Yeah. Why did he kill this random person?
Who was beloved by the community.
And Brian said he was in a bad mental state, and for years he had fantasized about killing a person. His motive was simply to see what it would feel like to murder. Like, what?
And we hear that. Like, that's what I want to know what it felt like. Fucking why?
Yeah.
Go play Grand Theft Auto. Do that.
He said that, like, investigators were like, what did you think it would feel like? And he was like, I thought it would be the best feeling ever. And they're like, was it?
What?
And he was like, I'm neutral about it. Neutral about
And somebody's life is
violently
gone.
killing someone. They're gone. Like,
I just don't.
It's bananas. So after the news broke, you know, obviously they're interviewing people that knew him, and they were talking to teachers that he had, and they're like, "Were you surprised?" And none of his teachers were surprised.
Okay, right.
They were all like
sad.
Yeah, I'm not, like, as much as it sucks, like, that, I hate to hear that, but I'm not surprised.
I think you'd be more surprised if the parents took it seriously, and you're like, yeah, we thought they were taking it seriously.
Yeah. They were, one teacher expressed that he was disappointed that they had all seen the red flags and just nothing was done about it.
Yeah.
Like, he could have got help, but he didn't.
And you know what? You can only do so much.
Mm-hmm.
And they did what they could.
Yeah.
And I hope those teachers know they did what they could. They, they informed the parents. There's not much else they can do past that.
No.
Because I know I'd be like, oh, God. But it's like, you literally did your best.
All you could. Yeah.
Yeah.
So when... this is just so fucked up. After Brian admitted to everything twice. Like, because, you know, they make you tell the story. They're like, tell it from the beginning to end. And then they, like, look for discrepancies. It's all true. He gave, like, all the gory details. So they're like, cool. You're fucking getting booked. And so when the police walked Brian to the booking department, he smiled and said he felt like Hannibal Lecter. Like, what a fucking
Not
psycho.
Someone you need to look up to.
Yeah.
Yet again.
So crazy. God. He pleaded not guilty by reason of insanity in January of 2022. He exhibited absolutely no remorse for his crime, for what he did to Warren Barnes.
Well, you know, usually you're not laughing.
He was
joking.
Sad that he was in jail and he couldn't see his friends, and he really missed his video games and the internet.
I'm sure Warren missed, like, breathing and, like, living.
Right. So the jury found him guilty on one count of evidence tampering, two counts tampering with a deceased body, and one count of murder in the first degree. The judge sentenced him to life in prison without the possibility of parole, and he is now currently serving his sentence in Buena Vista Correctional Complex in Colorado Springs.
That's so funny.
Isn't that crazy?
I just don't.
Like, just to see what it feels like. And okay. He just referred to it. He's like, yeah, it's just like a thing that happened. Like, it sucks, but like, it's a thing that happened.
No, it's not. What? It doesn't just suck and it's a thing that happened. It's not a thing that happens.
Like, a thing that happened is like you tripped and fell. Like,
yeah. A thing that happens is maybe you wrecked your car.
Violently
yeah.
took the life of someone and mutilated their body to the point where it's like.
He would still be around, I'm sure. Who
even thinks of this shit?
My God, that's so fucked up. Yeah, I saw that video and I was like, this might be one that I need to look into. Yeah. Because it was just so like.
I think Rich sent me this one. Rich sent it to me a while ago and was like, this is fucked up. And it was like, oh, yeah.
Was he involved in it in any way?
No. He was just like, look at this. You should cover this.
It was one, no joke, I saw like a week ago on TikTok. And I was like,
yeah,
what the fuck? I didn't know it happened in Grand Junction. It was just like mm-hmm. one of those. Because I. Like Sydney Powell, the mm-hmm. girl who killed her mom.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That was when I saw on TikTok. And it's just like stuff like that. Because we just see little snippets of the video and we're just like, what? Well, now I need to know what happened.
Yeah.
And that was one that I like took a screenshot of it because I was like, I need to look into this.
Yeah, this one has been on my list for probably like 6 months. And I'm like.
It's a hard one to tell.
Yeah. I was like, okay, today's the day.
Because
I like had all my resources and research and I was just like, now I just gotta.
Yeah.
Gotta tell it. So. Well,
I mean, that's true crime. There's going to be some that are super fucked up. And there's going to be some that are not as fucked up.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's.
It's sad all around, but like, I feel like sometimes.
I do love that Warren had a community that stood behind him. And like, even though he was homeless and, you know, Brian was like, he's less of a person. It's like, no, he had a story. He had a, like, he had people who cared about
him. He had people who were concerned literally one day of him being not around. And actually, I feel like maybe I didn't scroll down. Okay. Yeah. Warren Barnes is memorialized with a statue of a chair with books on the seat in front of his dear friend Monique Linati's bridal shop where he would spend his free time reading.
Oh, I love
he is missed dearly by family and friends. Like there were a lot of impact statements that were said. What
did they
do with
his remains? Did they cremate it?
I'm not sure. From what I saw, I didn't see any anything that
you know,
confirmed what happened, but I would assume that in something like that, you would probably cremate.
Yeah, I mean, you can't really bury that, like, especially if mutilated the body. Yeah.
I don't know. So I'm not sure, but, like, a lot of people in the community really loved him and talked so highly of him.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's just every life matters.
And like, well, and that's what his sister said. She was like, just because he's homeless does not mean that he is any less of a human being. Any less of a human, his life still
just because mattered. You view someone as less, their life matters.
Yeah, you're still like we're all humans on a
he's basic homeless. Level. Okay, well, he made an impact on a lot of people's lives, mm-hmm. and just because you view it doesn't like, And I'm shocked he had friends, like what?
Yeah, his friends were like kind of like weird misfit people, and they literally were like. We all kind of, like, jokingly said if anyone were to, like, murder someone, it would definitely be Brian. Like, who jokes about that? That's not funny. That's not how you, like, want to be known. Like, if I was known as, like, the one who might murder someone, I'd be like, I should change my ways, you know?
Yeah.
Like, that's, I don't know. I feel like a lot of signs were there and a lot of signs were ignored. And perhaps he could have gotten some help. If
the
teachers
weren't a part that were communicating with the parents. And I do feel bad for the family because that's really hard.
Yeah.
But guys, you gotta just, like, when people tell you something, especially teachers. Uh-huh. Teachers, the last thing they want to do is, like, interact with parents in a negative way. Because teachers get so much flack that they don't deserve.
And they're literally there to, like, better the youth. Yeah. Like, I don't know.
They're not telling you this because it's fun for them either. I'm sure they, I guarantee, do you know how many sleepless nights they probably had over this?
Yeah.
Like, probably so many.
Right. Like, a lot of them just were so like, well, not surprised, which is so sad.
So sad. Yeah.
So that's that fucked up thing for you to sleep on.
So excited to go home and sleep in my bed.
Yeah. In one of the articles, it was like that referenced the documentary that I watched. They were like, people weren't able to sleep after watching it. And I was like, yeah.
Makes sense.
Understandable. Because it's just like, how can people be so bad? You know?
For fun.
I think that's like what, like, part of the fascination with true crime is like,
why? How?
How can people be so, like, evil?
My thing is like, why did you do this?
Why?
It's the
to
why.
To feel what it felt like. And they like asked him, you know, so many times, like, had you done this before? And he's like, no, I've never done this before.
Well, that was my big question. It sounded like something.
And then they were like, what about animals? And that's when he like was talking about the cats.
You know, the triad is starts fires, kills animals,
pees the bed.
Pees the bed. Yeah.
I don't know if he peed the bed. I don't know. And I don't know if he started fires, but he definitely hurt animals, which is like, how do you hurt animals? Like, that's like,
I look at animals.
I mean, how do you hurt people? But also, like,
I just...
Animals is
I look at, like, our dogs, and I'm just like, I would burn down cities for you. I don't need to. If Aspen asked me to burn down a city, I'll be honest, I'd probably be like, first off, why? Second off, not happening. Why? Well, I need... You heard me. I like the why. I'd be like, Aspen, why do you need me to burn down a city? Okay. Interesting.
Let's have an open conversation.
Yeah, let's open this up for discussion. Why do you... Oh, okay. That makes sense. You want rawhides. I think there's a better way to get rawhides than burning down a city. I think we could probably go to the store and get some. Oh, okay. You agree?
Perfect.
We're done.
I don't know. So it's a messed up one.
But yeah, well, I'll post pictures of this creep. I'm not 100% sure how to post videos. If I somehow get the ability, I will post a video of this on our Instagram, because it's...
Of the clip of him saying it's a human head in hands? Yeah, it's fucking
because
weird.
It's really chilling, and
it's
he's
just so, like, deadpan when he says it, and it's like... What?
I'm not making any promises, but I'll try to find the video and I'll try to post it.
And we'll post the picture of Warren as well.
Yeah, sweet of course. Old man. Absolutely, as we always do.
Yeah.
And that's just going to be Mysterious Mavens Pod, and that's just on Instagram.
If you have any stories or suggestions, please email us at MysteriousMavensPod@gmail.com.
We are on Facebook and TikTok. It seems like people have been more active on Facebook. Thank you for that. And also, and I forget to say this every episode, please rate us.
Oh, yeah. Rate us.
Please rate us.
Rate us.
Because that's how
subscribe.
We get ourselves in front of other people. And we would love to, you know, get some new followers, new subscribers and everything. And, you know, if you don't want to rate us 5 stars, like, just don't rate us. You don't have to. But
or you could just, like, tell your friend. Yeah, like, if you enjoy the podcast, you could tell your friends.
Yeah. Do a rating. And also, if you ever want to communicate with us, like, just send us, like,
we will respond.
Communicate. Yeah. We're really good at it, too.
We're excellent communicators.
Yeah. We're really great at communicating. We decided that we were going to record yesterday. And you know what? I am here now.
We did it.
We did it. Go us.
Yay. Well, until next time,
self-care for yourself.
Okay, bye.
Bye.